This is John Costa from Citizens Eye, and we're here at Leicestershire County Council's County Hall. It's Equality and Diversity Week, and we're running a community media information point in the members' reception. All week there's been a series of workshops that people can get involved in. I actually was the external facilitator for the political correctness in the workplace yesterday, which went very well, and hopefully a few people will come and visit us today. So I'll describe the scene. We've got the information all out in front of us, lots of laptops and stuff and cameras. Tina Barton from Whatbox has joined us, and she's putting together all the Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and putting everything into a flipboard. And I've also been joined by one of the week's organisers, Afsa Murtha. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, you're looking remarkably well for day four of a rather busy week for you. So how's it gone overall?
It's gone really, really well. We've had some really, really interesting debates going on as well. We wanted to do something a little bit different this year. We wanted to get people thinking about how equality and diversity is something that affects everyone. So a lot of our events that we've had this week have been around getting people to just debate and talk and start thinking about issues that affect them, and not just in the workplace but outside of work as well.
Well, one of the things that came out in the debate yesterday, wasn't it? We were talking about sort of political correctness in the workplace, you know, is just a bit of banter and stuff. And some of the things that came out was really, it's not about something that it should be top down. It should be everybody's responsibility to be a little bit more aware of sensibilities and stuff like that with people that you're talking to, and some of the terminology and the language you use that you may not even realise is offensive or upsetting.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to have those debates in a safe environment. On Monday we had an event around community cohesion post Woolwich, because I think one of the things that people have said to me as part of the Black Workers Group is that they don't feel entirely comfortable in having those conversations, and we wanted to create a safe environment where people could come and discuss that, and how it affects them and how it affects everything. And it does infiltrate everything that we do, and you know, your sense of identity, where you work, what you do.
Yep.
And your opinions and your attitudes. And then, so following on from that, we've obviously had the political correctness debate yesterday, which was really, really interesting and engaging as well, because it got people to think about some of the issues as well.
I thought one of the things that was quite interesting yesterday, both Andrew from the LGBT workers group and then Danny from the Black workers group, was this way that they are seen as, from the group, and therefore it wasn't very much about just them giving information about what the groups were or being part of the group themselves to communicate it, but they were there for answering questions around things like terminology and language and sensibilities as well. Almost a safe way of finding out if a term that you're using that you've grown up with is something. And some of the terminology came out, didn't it, about how we're all influenced by television and the media and events like Woolwich. People turn around and go, how do I not open a firestorm of debate by even asking a question, because I don't actually know the answer?
I think it's really, that's really interesting, because I think it's important to, if you're not sure, ask, and that's one of the things that we, we try and encourage. And I think a lot of the time people are just afraid to ask. Like, I wear a hijab, and I know when I first started wearing it, one of my sort of reservations, especially in the workplace, was like, what are people going to say to me? How are people going to react? And I had a multitude of questions, some of them ridiculous, and some of them...
Yeah, are you hot? You know what I mean? How do you deal with the heat? And all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, it's all that basic stuff, and I think if people engage you within a conversation,
absolutely,
it's a way of them building some trust, but also understanding.
Absolutely, and I think, I wasn't offended by those questions. And, I think it's important that people ask, because it's only by sort of talking to somebody that you find out more, and you're educating yourself, and yet you're learning about different cultures and different people. And I think it's a way of bringing people together. It is important. I think often people feel, especially around political correctness, you think, I can't ask you that question because you might be offended by it or it might be rude. But most people, if they're a little bit different, will have had at some point somebody ask them a question, and people are happy to share, because to me it means somebody's interested in me, and something sort of flagged their attention and they want to know more, and I think that's really positive.
And yesterday we managed to open it up as well around things like sexism in the workplace. Mm. And we also mentioned about things like disabilities and the Paralympics. We had quite an interesting conversation around that, you know. Yes. And obviously, you know, there was the race was discussed, ethnicity, but also things like, you know, sexuality and that kind of thing. And today we've got something with Julian Harrison's doing Mind Apples around sort of mental health and stuff. Equality and diversity isn't just about the main issues, yeah, isn't it? It's about everybody and everybody's sensibility and the way that you're, how you treat other people and how you get treated. They tend to be linked, don't they?
Definitely. I think one, you know, a comment that was made at yesterday's seminar was around respect, and I think that's what it comes down to. I think people tend to think, you know, things like this are, you know, about race or disability, but it's wider than that. And if you look at the Equality Act and the protected characteristics, it goes much wider than the ones that we sort of typically think of. And then when you look at it, everybody falls into one of those.
Which basically means everybody really should be protected from sort of any kind of discrimination or being judged a certain way, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it is that what we're trying to get across this week is actually how does that impact me?
Yeah.
Because people don't, unless something's actually happened to you that's made you stop and think, somebody's called you a name or somebody's stopped you from doing something because of, you know, who you are, what you look like. Until that's happened to you, it doesn't penetrate. You don't really think about it. But I think it's that direct experience, and I think it's really positive that people come along and listen to other people's experience. They may not have experienced it themselves, but it is really, you know, listening to. And if there's one little thing that touches you, and it does make you think, then I think, you know, you've made that little bit of a difference. So it's good. It was good yesterday, yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much for inviting us back again today to do these things. It's great to be able to support you, and hopefully the rest of the week goes well.
I hope so too. We're nearly there with it now, so yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.